biggest country in the world, has had an election to its parliament. It took 3 days. Polls in Russia are now closed. There's little doubt about the outcome. President Vladimir Putin's United Russia Party will win. Evan Gershkovich is Moscow-based correspondent for AFP, and he's with us now. Evan, good morning. Thanks for taking our call today.
Thanks for speaking with me.
Winner all right?
Yeah, it's just setting in.
And there's little doubt about the outcome.
No. We've got more than 50% of the votes counted at this point, and United Russia, Vladimir Putin's party, is pulling away with the victory. It seems they'll have a 2/3 majority in the parliament, which allows them to make any legislative decisions, changes that they would like without facing any resistance. As we saw last year, that means that they can change the constitution if they so please. Last year was a big year that made world headlines when Russia changed its constitution that will allow Putin to run for two more terms beginning in 2024. Which could see him be president until 2036. So any changes like that, his party needs to have 2/3 majority, and it seems that by the end of the day, that will be the case.
Did any opposition candidate stand successfully?
Right now, there are a few little controversies. There's one in Moscow where an opposition mathematician professor is going up against one of the Kremlin's main propagandists. And he is currently winning by more than 10,000 votes. But Moscow has delayed releasing its electronic voting results. The opposition believes they're delaying releasing these results because the results were overwhelmingly in favor of independent opposition candidates. However, we're all expecting that by the time those votes are out, the Kremlin propagandists will be much further along towards victory. But otherwise, no, pretty much all the opposition candidates were swept off the ballot this year. They faced essentially an unprecedented crackdown. The main opposition leader, Alexei Navalny, was jailed this winter. His organization's fully dismantled, and anybody who was even remotely associated with them was barred from the ballot. So what we've seen is, even though Putin's party is getting the majority, the rest of the parties that are winning are seen as a token opposition that essentially do the Kremlin's bidding.
Was there any independent monitoring?
There was some, a lot less than in previous years. There was a lot more limits on how many observers could actually be at the elections. The officials, the authorities claimed that this was due to coronavirus restrictions. The opposition believes that this is to limit their being able to track ballot stuffing and any other sorts of voter violations. However, one independent monitor, Golos, which was actually branded a foreign agent by authorities before the vote, has tracked something along the lines of 5,000 reports of violations. And social media, Russian social media, over the weekend was flooded with videos of violations. So a lot less monitoring than usual, but even still, we could see that falsifications were rife.
Evan Gershkovich, Moscow-based correspondent with AFP, thank you for taking our call.